Okay. All right. So I would like to call to order the Arizona Private Post-Secondary Complaint Committee meeting of March 20, 2025 at 1:04 p.m. The first item on our agenda is to approve the Complaint Committee meeting minutes from using the audio recording of the December 12, 2024 Complaint Committee meeting. And I believe, Mr. LaMountain, you verify that those minutes are posted.
Dr. Leck, I can confirm that they are there and audible.
Thank you, sir. Therefore, I am looking for a motion to approve the meeting minutes. Or a second, so I guess I'm motioning.
You can go ahead and motion and then have Dr. Boutte.
All right, I'll motion that those meeting minutes be accepted and look for a second, second. From Dr. Boutte.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Yep.
Dr. Leck?
Aye.
Dr. Leck votes aye. Dr. Boutte?
Aye.
Dr. Boutte votes aye, but the two that vote of two ayes, no nays, that motion passes.
Okay. We are a mighty band of two, so thank you for your patience. Okay. The next item on the agenda is student complaints. We have two student complaints. As I understand it, we are awaiting the institution from student complaint MY, and therefore we want to move to student complaint ES. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that is correct. Okay, so starting this one, I would just like to remind all participants of this complaint that the board members have reviewed all of the material presented by both the student and the institution. Therefore, we're asking participants only to offer information that is not contained in the voluminous information that we have already reviewed. So I would like to ask student ES if there's any information that was not contained in the information already provided that you would like to have added.
Dr. Leck, Mr. Blanchard, I do not see student ES.
No, I don't either.
Good boy.
She responded to the email last week, so I guess just go to the institution and ask if there are any questions from them.
Hey, institution, would you like to provide any information that's not contained in the materials that were already presented to the board members for consideration?
Not at this time. I believe that we were thorough in our review and response. Thank you.
All right. Do I continue?
Yes.
Okay. I'm open it up to discussion between the board members. For my two cents, based on the findings, I think that there were some issues. It does appear that the school attempted to mediate the issues with the student, although the student was not satisfied and apparently disengaged in the process. So I do think that there's some validity to some of the student complaints. Dr. Boutte?
Yeah, I agree. I think there was, and I think the institution noted that in their response, recognizing that there were some challenges that need to be addressed, that there were opportunities taken, addresses were made. The student and the institution went through process at the accreditation level and here at the state level. I appreciate that there's follow-up required at the accreditation level. I agree after reading through it. I think that there's been a lot of information moving back and forth. I think there were concerns. It feels like they've been addressed that they could outside of the continued follow-up.
Okay. Well, I have a motion if you would like to consider it. I'd like to motion that the institution has previously offered to refund student ES their tuition and fees. So I would like to motion that they do that, including any non-refundable fees, as a resolution to this issue. Is there a second?
I second that motion. Had the same thought.
Awesome. There we are. Mr. LaMountain, would you like to take roll call?
Dr. Leck.
Aye.
Dr. Leck votes aye. Dr. Boutte.
Aye.
Dr. Boutte votes aye. By the vote of two ayes, no nays, that motion will pass. And I see Mr. Blanchard.
Hi, Dr. Leck. Could you just have the institution, once that's done, to send us the documentation so we can close out the file on our end? Because I'll keep it open until after we get that.
Of course.
Information.
UEI College, will you agree to send Mr. Blanchard the information on the refund?
Absolutely.
All right. We have concurrence all around.
Hey, Stan, is that Title IV refund or is that cash pay? Was she a cash payer?
That would be Title IV.
It's all Title IV, so return Title IV. Yeah. Okay. You can just send me the screenshot. You know how to do a bunch of letters and stuff, then I'll put it in there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. That comes to conclusion. Our first one, there is a second one. Are we ready for the second one?
I don't see anyone at this point in time. Keith, did you get anything? I did send out something out to campus president.
Let me see.
And the person.
Let's see. I sent her another one too.
I'm not. Mr. Boutte might find it. He might disagree, but I actually don't know that we need anyone based on.
Yeah, you.
The review.
You're not required to wait for the school to respond. If you can go with your.
I think we can proceed.
Okay. We are in tune here. Okay. So again, the board. This is United Aviate Academy with Student NY. The board members have reviewed all the material presented by both the student and the institution. And it's my understanding that the student has chosen not to participate. Is that correct, Mr. Blanchard?
That is correct.
Okay. Therefore, since the institution isn't on the meeting as well, we're going to assume that they don't have any information that is not contained in the materials for already for consideration. So I can open it up for discussion. Dr. Boutte, based on the review of the materials, it appears that the student didn't meet satisfactory academic progress. And so although there was the student had feedback regarding their experience, that doesn't negate the requirement that the student meet SAP requirements.
Right.
Dr. Leck, I did get a confirmation that the school is going to jump on right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So $1 million civil penalty for being late.
You're rich.
Let's say, who's that go to?
I'm trying.
Not the paid board members or the poor Mr. Blanchard who digs through. Or Seamus, because he's the lawyer and they make the big bucks, right? No. No, Seamus.
All right, I say just move forward. They did say they were going to be on, but seeing as you don't have any questions, I think you can go ahead and make your motion.
Okay, I would like to motion that the complaint against United Aviate Academy be dismissed. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, Mr. LaMountain, can you do roll call, please?
Dr. Leck?
Aye.
Dr. Leck votes aye. Dr. Boutte?
Aye.
Dr. Boutte votes aye by the vote of two ayes, no nays. That motion will pass.
I apologize, board committee members. I was just researching something really quick. I forgot that two is a quorum of your three-person committee. So it's been a while. I just had a little bit of a panic, but we're all good. So sorry about that.
I think we've been a very effective team today.
You have been great.
We could have used you at the other meeting, Seamus.
Well, you didn't invite me. So.
Well, I know. Maybe next time. All right.
Sorry, I was getting a call. I hung up on them. Okay. All right. So did I move on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is a call to the public. Public input is encouraged. Presentation shall be limited to 5 minutes. Please be aware, however, that the committee may not discuss, consider, or take action at this meeting on any item not scheduled on the agenda. During the meeting, additional public comment may be requested, but is generally not allowed. Is there a public who would like to make a comment?
It's Susan. I think I'm the only one here that might want to comment. I just wanted to note that Susan Cardula from the Arizona Private School Association, I'm so proud of our sector, 237 licensed private colleges, and like one payment, one dismissal is pretty amazing. We're doing a lot of great things in Arizona. And thank you for your part in keeping us accountable.
Great, thank you. And we appreciate you being here as well. Okay, any other public? Going once, going twice? Sold, no public. Therefore, I would like to motion for adjournment.
I second the motion for adjournment.
All done.
All right, adjourn at 1:14.
Adjourn at 1:14. Bye, guys.
Fastest meeting ever.
Thank you.
Wow. Great job. Have a good day.
Bye.